time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Aw, yes, it is tea time. The 77th annual Golden Globe Awards went down last night live from the Beverly Hilton in Los Angeles. The big winners included Succession, Fleabag, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Also, 1917 won big. Now, I thought Ricky Gervais killed it as host.
But you all look lovely, all dolled up. You came here in your limos. I came here in a limo tonight, and the license plate was made by Felicity Huffman. So, no.
It was just so awkward, but so good. Here he is ripping on Leonardo DiCaprio.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, nearly 3 hours long, Leonardo DiCaprio attended the premiere, and by the end, his date was too old for him. So,
I guess producer Porkchop has something in common
exactly.
with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes, honey, you do. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood did win for Best Musical or Comedy. Quentin Tarantino earned the Best Screenplay, while Brad Pitt won for Best Supporting Actor.
You know, when I was starting out, these names that were just listed, Pacino, Pesci, Hanks, and my de facto mentor from afar, Sir Tony Hopkins, wherever you are, Tony, you know I love you. We're like gods to me, and this is an honor in itself, and all my respect sincerely.
Now, every time Brad spoke, of course, they panned to Jennifer Aniston, his famous ex, and on the red carpet, they're like, hey, Brad, are you going to let us have this moment, take the picture of you and your ex?
They're hoping for this moment where you and Jennifer run into each other so they can take their picture.
I'll run into Jen. She's a good friend.
Yeah.
Aw, he is such a stud. I cannot
so
even believe he's 56 years old. He is so sexy. He's got so much swag. I was like drooling watching him. I've had a crush on him since I was little.
Can we hose him down, Porkchop? Both these ladies are out of control.
OMG, so hot. There's a really nice moment. Kate McKinnon, she got emotional talking about the impact that Ellen DeGeneres has had in her life right before she presented her Ellen with the Carol Burnett Award.
She risked her entire life and her entire career in order to tell the truth, and she suffered greatly for it. Of course, attitudes change, but only because brave people like Ellen jump into the fire to make them change.
Very cool, and here is Ellen accepting her award.
I got a talk show, and I was able to be myself, and that was 17 years ago, and I feel like you've all really gotten to know me over the past 17 years. I am an open book, and I couldn't have done it without my husband, Mark. Mark, you are my rock. Thank you for supporting me through this crazy journey. I know it wasn't easy for you or the kids. Rupert and Fiona, go to bed. I love you. That's funny, because they're in college now. But
just making stuff up. I love it. Joaquin Phoenix won for Best Actor in a Drama for Joker. And some other standout moments. A hot new couple debuted. Rachel Bilson and Bill Hader are apparently a thing. I didn't know that. That is a rant. I always thought she was with Nick Vile from, you know, the past Bachelor. But apparently that's not the case.
I am so happy about this couple. I love both of these people so much.
Okay, we are feeling them on the red carpet. And also, Jason Momoa. Twitter went crazy. Okay, so he had his Tom Ford jacket on to present at the Golden Globes, and he's hanging out, and then he ditches it, and just you see when they're panning around the room, he's just hanging out in his tank top. Here he is talking about his lovely wife, Lisa Bonet.
Ever since I was like 8 years old and I saw her on the TV, and I was like, Mommy, I want that one. I'm like, I'm going to stalk you for the rest of my life, and I'm going to get you.
Well, that's
I just love
not
him.
Creepy.
And I loved him in his tank top all night. Good show. I have to say, ratings were high for this Golden Globes.
Yeah, I really liked it. It was a good one. Coming up next, we're trying to make your day a little more positive, get your week started the right way. We call it Monday Motivation. It's coming up in less than 10. We're Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.